Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Baja Blast, when you're having fun. That is courtesy of Pick Last and Zeit Class. Baja Blast being back on the shelves. I'm Jack. That is Miles.
Oh, it's back on the shelves?
Back on the shelves. I was at a grocery store yesterday picking up some baby wash and shampoo, which I failed skin. To... My delicate little skin, and I like my hair to be soft and flowy. Yeah.
Like a baby.
I'm bad at packing, so I had to go to the grocery store to get that. And there was Baja Blast on the shelves, and I was too ashamed to buy it and bring it home to my in-laws' house.
Because you didn't want to explain what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. They're like, "What is this, Jack? You like soda? I thought you don't drink this stuff." It's this thing from Taco Bell that never mind.
Taco Bell.
Taco
what?
Bell?
Why?
See, this is why you should have been with a lawyer, honey.
Yes. You can find out how I dealt with that expectation on tomorrow's episode. Hint by lie.
Talk like the job you want.
Talk like the job you're pretending to have so your in-laws will allow you to keep being married to their daughter. All right. By the way, that's not true. I have lovely accepting in-laws. It's my own insecurity that makes me pretend like I'm a lawyer.
I know.
Carry a briefcase around.
Dude, you don't have to explain. It just makes it sound worse. The deal is like, it's really not about me. And really, it's funny. You're good.
No, they saw right through it. Apparently lawyers don't wear tuxedo t-shirts to work, let alone those tuxedos at all.
Or those barrister wigs from UK crime shows. Good day, mother and father-in-law. I'm on my way to court.
Ma, apa. all right. What is trending? One John McAfee, another billionaire who has offed himself in custody.
He died
federal
of
custody. Yeah, he killed himself. Over in España.
Oh, wow.
He had been arrested in Spain back in October, and it was just announced he would be extradited to come back to the U.S. And that and he was recently, like hours ago, I think, found dead. So, yeah.
Wow. The guy who wreaked havoc across Belize in many places. But that, oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know. Cool. I guess that's that happened.
Yeah.
Rich white people have a terrible record in Belize. I just want to say
what
that.
What did he get up to in Belize? I know, like, I've read reference to it here and there, but I don't think I got the full download. What was going on down there?
He had a company that was going to create, like, these, like, antibiotics. And then there were, like, all these, like, allegations around this lab. There's a Behind the Bastards episode that you can go straight to your dome piece to learn all about it. But, like, you know, he was just doing all kinds of stuff, doing drugs and, like, had, like, a private military that he was trying to put together down there to, like, be able to stay on his fuck shit. It was all, yeah, it's just, like, but one of these things of someone with all this money kind of, you know, just doing whatever he thinks he can because money. But
yeah. The billionaires who, like, fully embrace the I am not a mere mortal because I have this money, right. When they no longer have whatever freedoms that money gives them, they tend not to do great with that, turns out.
There's, like, a murder that went down there too.
Yeah.
And, like, the guy was, like, McAfee's neighbor. And it was, like, all kinds of fucking shady. And yeah, it was, this is what they do.
Hey, but he gave us that software that I think we all agree saved our butt once in a while from having the internet be fast on our parents' computers.
Yeah.
yeah. NBA playoffs, a big, big event. Phoenix Suns won on it with 0.9 seconds to go. An inbounds pass. Was a new, like, this was a coaching masterstroke because it basically exploited, it was Belichick-esque in that they exploited a thing that I didn't know was a rule, which is that you can basically shoot it into the basket from out of bounds, and if the player on your team, like, basically just, like, tips it before it goes in, then it's not offensive goaltending.
Nope.
And it counts. And it's obviously, like, what you should do with 0.9 seconds to go. And that's what they did. So that makes it, that's almost an impossible inbounds play to defend if you need 2 points.
Yeah.
Because the defense can't goaltend, but the offense can't. It really gives the offense an advantage. It's probably a rule they're going to have to.
Defender for sure.
Yeah, it's probably a rule they're going to have to change. Like, if you look at the photograph of the moment he's, like, touching it, the Clippers defender's, like, reaching up through the basket trying to stop it. And it's like, well, you can't do that. So kind of interesting.
All to think. I mean, look, yeah. Monty Williams didn't get Coach of the Year, right?
No, he didn't, and he definitely should have.
Yikes.
They gave it to the Knicks coach.
I mean, look, he gave us the business, and I salute that team, you know, as much as I have to.
I mean,
but
they're about to win the title.
Yeah, this is, they're freaky. And again, I was talking about this with other super producer, Sophie. We're both Laker fans. We're like, well, fuck it. You know, you want the team that beats you at least to win, so then you say, well, at least we lost to the team that eventually.
Yeah. Buzzsaw. We ran into a buzzsaw.
Right into a buzzsaw, man. But yeah,
that's such a violent metaphor.
Like, oh no, did you ever
ran into a lot of accidents buzzsaw.
on this logging camp that I used to work at. The other thing is, right before that, though, the reason there was 0.9 seconds, let's not forget Paul George. He had to just make these two free throws to really just lock it up, lock it in, and he missed both.
Lock it up, lock it in, and expect me not to be completing the first verse of a jump around in my head.
Yeah, you know, that's a bit of an alley-oop over here.
Let me begin.
That's an inbounds pass.
Alley-oop into the
right in there. But yeah, that was devastating for Clippers fans, I'm sure. You don't want to, because he's been really good. And for all the shit talking, especially I do, being like, haha, when's playoff P showing up and all this stuff, he did show up as a good, you know, he was pretty he's been pretty good this whole postseason. But this was really just one of those moments you're like, oh, no, God, that's got to sting. It's got to sting.
And there's no word yet on Kawhi Leonard returning. Woj says Clippers, not confident Kawhi will return from injury versus the Suns, which is looking like it will be their season. Because the Suns are reportedly getting their best player, or probably their second best player, but their veteran leadership back, Chris Paul, with a 2-0 lead, and the Clippers aren't getting their best player back. So
yeah.
I don't know though, man. The Clippers, they seem to they like to spot the other team a 2-0 lead and then come roaring back.
Yeah,
so
that would be great. Who knows? I mean, it's dangerous to get, you can tell the psychology of going up two games. You can start taking your foot off the gas and then.
All right. Let's talk filibusters real quick before we get to the main event, which is why Eddie Murphy is trending. So filibusters, what are we doing here? What's going on? As you predicted, the Republicans were like, nah,
this wasn't like a prediction where I had to like use any real skill to just say like, well, this is the environment we're in for sure.
It was like Babe Ruth stepping to the plate, pointing to the outfield wall. Miles was like, I bet, and hear me out here, I bet the Republicans are going to be obstructionist assholes and not allow the Democrats to protect voting rights. And so that happened. It's 50-50 split, but because of the filibuster, that's not enough. You need 60.
I want to say, I do have a good record. I did predict the 99 Rams would win the Super Bowl beginning of the season. Yeah, was that year they won with Kurt Warner.
I won
a lot of money.
Greatest show on turf.
Because there was like, that was like that one bet they always talked about on ESPN about this lifelong Rams fan who put money on them. It's like, and then they won.
Oh, wow. They were great all season. They were like amazing.
Yeah, but I think the odds were not in their favor.
Well, anyway. Kurt Warner like wasn't even their starter, I think, heading into the season.
Anyway, all that to say, sorry.
All that to say, the filibuster. It seems like we're still not getting anything done about the filibuster. So like basically, the Republicans are going to, despite the fact that they don't have, power. They don't have majorities in either the executive, either legislative branches. They are going to be able to basically give themselves the advantage in upcoming elections somehow, just because the Democrats are spineless.
Yeah. There's a lot of talk. Chuck Schumer has said, and other Democrats are like, oh, this ain't over. We're going to figure something out. Make no mistake about it. It will not be the last time voting rights comes up for debate in the Senate. We have several serious options for how to reconsider this issue and advance legislation to combat voter suppression. Okay.
All right, bro.
So
do it. Yeah, just do that.
TikTok, motherfucker. You better get that done. But I don't know. I don't. We'll see.
Well, speaking of TikTok, motherfucker, once we get back from break, we're going to talk about Mark Milley owning Matt Gaetz, who is the TikTok motherfucker king.
TikTok. Yep.
And we'll talk about why Eddie Murphy is trending, the MSG 1987 lineup, which is pretty dope. All right, we'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back, and a Millie, Mark Millie, as he's known.
Hide it in my sock.
He basically explained like why from a military historian's perspective, why the, you know, supposedly conservative, but really just like openly white supremacist argument from the Republican side that like critical race theory is dangerous, why that line of argument is complete bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, let's just play a clip. He's asked about critical race theory and if it's, you know, making the army too woke. Like, why are you guys even talking about this stuff?
And that argument was being put forward by Matt Gaetz, is that right?
I believe so.
Among others.
He had a lot to say that day. And yes, let's hear General Mark Milley just sort of give his perspective on critical race theory, again, which is not being taught in schools.
First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university, and it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that?
Remember that.
I want to find that out. Okay. I want to maintain an open mind here.
Hey, Mayor, you want to find that out?
I don't recognize it. It's important that we understand that because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders now and in the future.
He goes on to explain, yeah, it's important to be well-read. It's important to understand a number of ideologies and philosophies to make sense of the world you're operating in. Now, I'm not out here to be like, oh my God, let's give it up for, but a very, very salient point that you raised, just generally, if you're saying, if you want a military, like, to go out here and, like, you know, fuck shit up in other countries, you kind of got to know what you're going up against and understand how people are thinking. And they cut to Matt Gaetz in this clip, and he's just like, oh God, what are you... Because he's just basically dismantling his argument about this. And it's, yeah, you know, an interesting time to be Matt Gaetz and to hope to think that you would have this like general be like, oh, I think it's a bunch of bull crap.
Yeah, man, it's just, I don't know, like that the days of the conservative and like Republican movement being like the pro-military one, like that, it just like doesn't line up with any of the shit they used to believe in. Because all they care about is just racism,
raw power,
white supremacy, yeah, and raw power.
And everything is just smoke screens or, you know, optical alliances and allegiances to kind of mask the real end game, which is white people on top forever in the United States.
All right. And finally, Eddie Murphy is trending because somebody posted the 1987 Madison Square Garden lineup and asked if you could pick two shows, which would you pick? And it's a fucking murderer's row, bro.
I'll just read some. You could see Iron Maiden, Eric Clapton, Huey Lewis in the News, Luther Vandross, Paul Simon, Tom Petty, Madonna, Bon Jovi, Billy Idol, The Beastie Boys, Motley Crue, Tina Turner, David Bowie, Whitney Houston, U2. It goes on. Rush, yes, Depeche Mode, Eddie Murphy. This Tina Turner and Wang Chung show would have been, I think, interesting just because the two, I don't see them, what that audience looks like.
All right. So if you had to pick two, I don't know that, like, this era of Eddie Murphy has some pretty wild shit that I don't know how much I would be on board for. I don't know. Was this Raw era or was this...
I was 3 years old. So that would be my argument. It's like, I was three and they took me to this Eddie Murphy show. I didn't know what they were talking about. My parents are fucking reckless.
Yeah.
I would probably see, I don't know, like Rush in 87, I think would just be such a weird vibe just to watch them, like, you know, see Tom Sawyer be played live.
Right.
Just
like
be around
the
those people and be like, like, you guys are going to ruin most commercials in a few decades.
I mean, if you just, in 1 week, you could see David Bowie and Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good lineup. And plus, they're both passed on. So,
in terms of people who you can't see, I would say David Bowie 87 would be pretty interesting to see. And then just for posterity, the Beastie Boys Run DMC show of 87.
Yeah, I bet that was really good.
Because you know that people fucking, there must have been so much cocaine in that crowd. I can't even imagine what was happening. Like Madison Square Garden, 87, and you got all the drug dealers coming out with their big chains and shit. Oh, just for the outfits, I'm there.
Right. What show do you think had the most cocaine in it? Like out of these? Like Motley Crue, White Snake probably had a lot, but it was like probably, you know, cut to
backstage
shit with like gross stuff.
Well, because I'm just thinking like, you know, 80s hip hop was like, you know, the reason we have these big chains and shit were because of the drug dealers in New York in the 80s.
Right, right.
So
Huey Lewis in the News probably had a bunch of like people in boat shoes.
Can you,
with
but
cocaine.
Who knows? That Rush show probably, or the fucking, you know, people who went to see Yes.
Like right.
It was the 80s. So I think you can safely say that all of these shows were riddled with rampant drug use.
Mm-hmm. Grateful Dead probably had the most drugs per...
Or maybe Clapton. You know, he was in Cream. They did a song called Cocaine.
Yeah, they did.
So, hey, the world is your...
Oh, shit. Bat. You think that song was about the drug?
I don't know. I hope so.
Oh, man.
Or else my listening comprehension is terrible.
Just blew my mind, dude. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.